You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
From 96.5 The Fan, Fesco, Mac, and Dusty with you until 10 o'clock.
Hope you have a good day. Hope you enjoy
anything and everything your Friday brings to you. I hope you enjoy these conversations. It was Up and Adams that he was on with.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
With again?
Yeah.
She's going through the Chiefs. Mahomes, Trey Smith, and now Xavier Worthy. And look, we can only give you what we hear and then try to put our spin on it. And I am convinced, have been convinced, since I want to say last year's draft, there was just a lull in the season because a couple guys got hurt, that they're ready to do it again. And what I mean by that is they're ready to be explosive. They're ready to be the team that's like, can you stop this Chiefs offense? Mm-hmm. Instead of last year where it's like, can they stop squeaking by? And Xavier Worthy was talking about the deep ball coming back.
Coach Reed told us during OTAs phase one that when you come back, get your hamstrings ready. So we kind of knew that we were going to be going a little deep in practice. So we kind of got our bodies and got our minds ready to what we were going to be doing in practice.
So Andy Reid using language like phase one, hamstrings.
Get your hamstrings ready. And that means you're going to be running deep routes, which is good because, look, as much as we're tired of hearing about it as well, even though they win and they're 15-2 and go to the Super Bowl every year, the deep ball thing is a topic, and they're tired of hearing about it. I know for a fact they've been tired for the last 2 years of hearing about it. Last year it was supposed to be back, and then everybody got hurt. There's nothing you can do about injuries, right? Nobody ever wants to factor in, oh, there were two injuries and a rookie playing last year at the wide receiver position. You lost your veteran on the first freaking play of preseason this year. You lost, you know, your star wide receiver in week three. And then, okay, now you've got a guy who's never played in the NFL before that's supposed to be your number one. Go get him, kid. And so now you've got the band back together. Now you've got some experience. You've got veteran players back. Now you can do this year what you really wanted to do this year or last year, but you're going to do it probably at a better rate because Xavier Worthy's now a seasoned veteran, right? In the NFL, he played that full year. He's got experience. So now you've got three experienced receivers that can go out there and get the job done right at the top of your depth chart.
Mac, what's that audio do for you? I know that I'm hard.
That's exactly what it does for me. I would say, yeah, they know they're going to be running a long ways. This finally opens it up. I love hearing this. It gets me excited. But you're right, Bob. We've been hearing about this for a couple years. It's time to see it. There's been excuses and justifications for why it hasn't happened.
And real excuses and justifications.
Real justifications for why it hasn't happened. But this year's got to be the year. Let's go.
What if two guys get blown up again on the first play of preseason and then we're back to the drawing board, right? But no, but it's real. They're not excuses. Excuses are like, you know, when Dick Vermeil would say, well, if we eliminate two of these plays, we win the game. Yeah, there were two touchdowns. You can't eliminate them. You know, like those are kind of more excuses. This is reality. Like, and the fact that they still went 15-2 and went to the Super Bowl and didn't have anybody in the wide receiver room should tell you how good Patrick Mahomes is. Like when people are having these debates on who the number one quarterback is. Patrick Mahomes won a Super Bowl with Kadarius Toney and went to the Super Bowl last year with wide receivers that you didn't know, right? And so they went out there and they did great things and they still found a way to win all these games. Imagine what Patrick Mahomes can be with a healthy wide receiver group, a healthy Travis Kelce, and a healthy new offensive line in front of him this year. How you're not excited beyond belief is beyond me for this. I mean, it's going to be great.
And you can tell it's probably irking Andy Reid. If he's telling everybody, I mean, like phase one, we're getting ready to do this. Like this is normally like phase two or three when it comes to camp. Like, no, get ready to run because that's what we're going to do. And you hear the Trey Smith audio yesterday, like, and we're not going to talk about St. Joe. Like, because they know what St. Joe is.
They know
is.
What's
it's,
coming.
It's camp hell, man. Like, it's strap up and get in, baby, because it's going to be hot. It's going to be long. Yep. And it's going to build this team, and we'll see what happens. And then this was what Xavier Worthy said, what Pat Mahomes wants in wide receiver.
What's like one thing you can point to that really clicked that I know that will carry over this season?
I'll probably say like just understanding coverage and leverage and understanding what Pat likes to do. So just understanding, I learned a lot from Trav. Trav is a guy that him and Pat have great chemistry and they kind of understand where each other is going to be on the field. So when I understood like what coverage it was and understood the game plan and what I need to do on the route, it kind of made it super easy.
Xavier, what does Patrick Mahomes want?
Yeah, he really just wants you to get open, but it's really about understanding the route and what freedom you have in the route. Sometimes you have a route that you don't have no freedom and you have to just run it as is. or you have a little bit of freedom, but you have to stay on a little bit of time. And so once I figured that out, it was kind of easy.
That's great.
Yeah.
Because there's so much there to uncover. The fact that he uses the term freedom means that I know, in my mind, that is exactly what Mahomes has told him.
Yeah.
And, you know, you talk about things that you never forget. That's something where Mahomes is like, hey, there's going to be these situations where we're here, where just run the damn route. Like, run what it is. And then there's obviously the option routes that we know that Kelsey's ran is, you have my Madden, right? You can go straight, left, right, yep, whatever you want to pick, and you just toggle that way. And they're pulling that in real life.
Mm-hmm.
And Mahomes and Xavier Worthy have that chemistry, it seems like, already, that he knows when the freedom route happens and he knows when the legit route happens. And when they have that, and then you add in Rashee Rice, who also has that, and then we don't need to talk about Kelsey, good luck, because it's not just a standard play. There's many options. Whereas Peyton Manning would call three different plays in a huddle and then pick one at the line of scrimmage, Patrick Mahomes' receivers have three different routes, can have one at the line of scrimmage that they'll figure out by where the defense is, and by some sort of cadence he calls, they'll know where to be or what move to make. Other than if it's not just a, you know, the stick it out, and that we need to get this play done.
Yeah, but I also like the fact that he saddled up next to Travis Kelce too.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, like, that's the best thing that I heard from anybody in a long time in the organization. And we've heard some really good things, but hearing Xavier Worthy as a rookie who doesn't even play the same position saddle up to Travis Kelce and learn from Travis Kelce, man, I'm going to tell you, get ready, because he's going to be, seemingly by those comments, what Patrick Mahomes wants in a wide receiver, the guy that he can rely on to be where he needs to be on that same page, you know, to have that kind of connectivity that you don't know that you have, but you do, like he has with Travis Kelce. I love the fact that that's the guy he's looking at and going, I'm not looking at a veteran wide receiver. I'm going to number 87 and figure this thing out.
And how often were they just one step off last year? We talked about it, right? The sideline stuff, footwork. Oh, the timing of a throw could have been off. All that's going to be eradicated this year. That's going to be huge. Plus, Rice is going to be there, like you mentioned. Plus, Brown's going to be another year in the offense. And that's something that we don't talk about either. These guys are Worthy, rookie, Rice, now in his third year, really didn't play last season. Brown, second year in this offensive system. Mm-hmm. These guys are coming back ready. They know the playbook.
Well, and also, too, a lot of the Wiley as well. You know, you mentioned the timing being off. You can attribute that to the offensive line. That's where the timing gets off. I mean, oh, Mahomes overthrew him. No, he didn't. Worthy didn't have time to run the route because there was a blitz coming, and Mahomes threw it before he wanted to throw it. That's why he overthrew Worthy. I mean, just go back and watch the plays. I mean, all of them that we talked about. Patrick Mahomes has somebody in his face, and he's not able to get the ball where it needs to be because that offensive line didn't give him the time. So hopefully that offensive line gives him the time that he needs to be able to connect on those deep routes.
You want to feel it in your plums?
I do.
Who's the most angry? Like, who's, you said angry, I think that's good. Like, even just out of Patrick and Travis, who've been there, done that together all this time, like you're saying, who's more pissed?
I think Pat.
Who?
I think Pat.
Why?
I don't know. He cut his hair. He in a different mode right now.
Is he different? Like, are they different right now from where you were last year in OTAs?
I think we're really locked in right now. Everybody's came back. This is my year two. This is Rashid's year three. This is Hollywood's year two in the system. So I feel like a lot of guys came back more comfortable, and it made things easier. We're not just kind of easy into things. We're not learning the playbook. We're not thinking. We're just going out there and playing.
All can be true, right? You want to see him go scorched earth? Mahomes is pissed.
Why? Because he cut his hair. So he's got the same kind of reasoning as we do, which is awesome.
And then he says what Max says. You know, it's my year two. It's Rice's year three. And then what you kind of alluded to, like, you know, I don't think it's hyperbolic to say you're a seasoned vet, but, like, you know, I chuckle at it because it's like it is and it isn't because of the situation that they're currently in with the Chiefs. Like, no excuses, man. Like, you played the league. You went to the Super Bowl. Andy Reid expects day one, A1 from you immediately when you step foot in camp. And it seems like, and I get it, they're on a television show, they're on a podcast, whatever. They're saying what they want. They're glazing themselves up. But, man, like, you hear some of that audio and you're like, okay.
Yeah, and I don't even know that that's glazing himself up when she goes, who's most pissed? And he just goes, Pat.
Pat.
Like deadpan. Like Pat's pissed, right? He's not a happy camper right now. And that's good for us as Chiefs fans. That's wonderful for Chiefs Kingdom, right? Mm-hmm. Not good for the rest of the world, but it's great for us. Pat's pissed. Why? Well, he cut his hair. So everybody inside the building is feeling the same thing. This guy's on a mission now. Again, it's American Pie. It's senior year. They're going out with a party, man. I'm just telling you that right now. There's going to be one hell of a party in February in a parade somewhere at Arrowhead or wherever they're going to do these things, and it's going to be absolutely awesome. And that's going to be the senior prop. They're going to go out as champions. Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, you're going to hug on that stage. We're all going to cry like a little baby, and I'm getting ready to do that right now. Yeah. And we're going to celebrate that Travis Kelce career, and everybody's going to have a wonderful year here in Kansas City.
Then he got advice from a former wide receiver.
DJ had told me like this funny thing. I was talking to DJ. He's like a good Sean guy. Jackson. He always tells me like what I need to do. I always go to him for like advice. He was like, man, you just need to be a mouse. Like, you just need to get away from him. Just be a rat. Get away from him.
Be a mouse, be a rat. How do you be a mouse, be a rat? What?
Yeah, I'm small. Just get away from him. Don't let him touch you. Your speed is your biggest ability, and use it to your strength.
I'm drafting Xavier Worthy with my first overall pick in fantasy. Yeah. Let's go,
dude. I mean, does that sound like a guy who has 1 year of experience in the NFL? No.
Be a mouse, dude.
Yeah, it sounds like a guy who's been around the block, and that's good. He has matured so fast in the NFL, and that's hard to do, especially at that position when, you know, everybody who plays the wide receiver position wants the ball. It's hard to check your ego. Sounds like he's checked his ego, he's talked to the right people, and he's ready to rock and roll for this season.
10 years ago, the Royals beat the Mets. The Royals host the Mets tonight here in Kansas City. We dive into the Kansas City Royals versus the Mets, what we can expect from this weekend. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
Job if I didn't address the top text. How were the snack wraps, Dust Bug? Did they take you back to the finer days? They definitely paid homage to those early snack wrap days. The spicy one was spicy.
Yeah, okay. Really? Okay.
It was like I took the first bite. I was like, okay. Because apparently McDonald's is adding that sauce to all their breakfast sandwich
items. I saw that. The Egg McMuffin is going to be a spicy Egg McMuffin. Yeah. Is it too spicy, though? Because it looked good.
I don't know. I'm kind of a spice lord. Like, okay, I put Tabasco on everything, so I've ruined my palate.
Yeah.
As you remember from New Orleans, it was just always like, give me some more.
I like Cholula on breakfast items. I think that's a good hot sauce.
I almost feel like a hot sauce snob because I have, like, different foods that take different hot sauces.
Of course you do. Tabasco isn't great on everything, and neither is Cholula, for sure.
Cholula is great on, like, a breakfast burrito. You know, like so eggs, good. Whatever.
Yep. It's perfect for breakfast.
Oh, it's
man.
Great.
It's so good.
You get those breakfast taquitos from Quick Trip and get a bag of the little sack of Cholula.
Mm-hmm.
Get two of those, fill them up. But no, they were good. I mean, they were, you know, I don't know how many times I'll get them again. I just want to see if they taste like the old days. Because would you say like two of those fries and a drink was 1,400 calories?
You got to be kidding me on that one. Is that like a supersized fry? I mean, 1,400
calories. You're rolling out to America's Diners, Drive-Ins, and Snack Wraps.
Exactly, dude.
Whoa, watch out, gang.
Insane. Also, $11 for the combo is a little much, but that's a little expensive.
Two
for that.
Snack wraps, a fry, and a drink for $11?
I mean, out of bounds.
You can go like to a restaurant and get a meal for basically
exactly.
that. What's the lure now?
That's like the Martin City special. You get a salad and a pizza.
Yeah.
You get like an 8-inch pizza. Caesar salad's like $12.
Seriously, you can't be going like that for extra value meals at places. I know they are expensive, and you brought it up so we can talk about it here for a second. But I mean, that's
your fault.
I don't mean to sound like get off my lawn guy, but $11 for two snack wraps and a fry and a drink, I think is a bit much. Like that restaurant style is supposed to be fast and it's supposed to be cheaper than everywhere else, right? That's kind of what it was always built on.
Mm-hmm.
$11 for a value meal is going to have a lot of people running the opposite direction. At least
that makes me feel better. Thank
style.
You.
Yeah.
I thought I was just like, what? That's got to be crazy. That's insane.
Yeah. No, that is a lot. But they were good. Then, you know, you got your money's worth. So there you go.
Yeah. I mean, like for instance, $11, you and Jen could split that meal.
Yeah.
You go half and half on the fries, each get a wrap. And then you could split a tea or something like that.
Yeah.
Or if you didn't want the drink and she wanted the drink, then here you go. But like, then you're looking at, you know, $5.50 a person still for a wrap and half a fry.
Yeah, still a little bit much. Yeah, $5.50 a person. Is that the calories or is that the cost? Pretty much both.
It is both.
Yeah. It is both. Yeah.
Gotta figure out how to make money on this. I really want to.
They found out. They said, you wanted them back? All right, but it comes with a price.
Yeah.
Literally.
Fine, you win.
I will say they were good sized. Like, you only need one.
Oh, really?
In my opinion, you only need one.
Okay.
You could crush two if you're a growing boy.
Yeah, I was a growing boy.
Yeah, for sure. But you only need one in fries. You don't need two in fries.
Yeah, that is true. One in fries will get it done for
you,
right?
For sure.
And what are those, about 400, 500 calories a piece? Because Jack, we talked about it yesterday, Jack in the Box is advertising theirs as only 400 calories, like it's like less calories than somewhere else. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, somebody says, Dusty, you got to use the McDonald's app. The meal is a $6 meal on the app.
Oh, okay.
Let me tell you something, Mac.
Damn.
Royals Mets tonight. I'm excited.
I love this matchup for the Royals right now. The Mets got swept yesterday. I watched a little bit of the second game yesterday, and that is a lifeless ball club right now coming into Kansas City. They got swept by the Pirates, I think, and then they lost two yesterday in one day to the Baltimore Orioles, who, you know, they fired their manager, so they gave up on life, you know, when you do that. And then they went out there and they beat the Mets handily yesterday. And so I love the fact that they're coming into town right now. And, you know, they landed, I think, about 11 o'clock or so last night. You know, the Royals were already home and doing their thing after Diamonds and Dreams and got in bed and were rested and ready to go. I think the Mets are going to mail this thing in, and the Royals have a great opportunity here to win some games win some games against a really good baseball team. That is the Mets. But again, I think the Mets are one of those teams that they're either going to sink or they're going to swim. And right now they're kind of treading water, and the Royals have an opportunity tonight to really stick it to them. And I think if they stick it to them tonight, I don't think the Mets show up for the rest of this series because you've got the All-Star break looming. So this is a big, in my opinion, three-game series for the Royals. Go out there and knock the Mets around early and don't make them come back up for air. Because yesterday, watching some of those series, some of those games in Baltimore, they're a lifeless ball club right now.
The Mets do throw out their, I think it's their ace tonight, Senga.
Yep.
7-3 with a 1.47 ERA. The Royals take Michael Walker to the hill tonight. And then tomorrow's game is on, I believe, Fox. Fox 4 locally here in Kansas City, and it's at 3 o'clock. So it's an afternoon game, but it shouldn't be too hot out there as we saw the weather.
Yeah.
And Lorenzen will pitch in that game. And then Sunday is the classic 110 start. No starters have been announced for that game yet.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens there.
You're doing all right. It's the allergies, right?
They're
kicking my ass, too. Like, this has been a really bad week.
It's bad.
And I don't even know what it is this week, but the Navage has been in full effect this week.
Bet.
I'm back on the Sudafed. I thought I kicked that habit.
Back on the Fed?
Yeah, I am. I'm back on the Fed, bro. Like, I mean, it's time to get rid of this stuff in the air. I'm glad. Right. I always wonder if it's like, all right, is there something wrong with me?
No.
And then you got this going on. Jen's got a headache. Max and they're doing whatever. And so I feel like, okay, this is a normal thing to be going on, but like it's like the whole day, like just constant, man. It's awful.
But no, Mets and Royals again. 10 years ago was the anniversary. If you're watching on the Fan 965 Instagram, we'll have another video out of me being a total dumbass at the K. But some
men's wieners,
yeah, some hilarious content on there because we asked people what they remember most from 10 years ago. Maybe we can ask you that. 913-586-7965. What was your biggest memory from 10 years ago in that World Series? So, but no, the most important part I want to see is what everybody kind of always reminds me of, which it kind of grounds me when it comes to, you know, following these Royals throughout the year, because most of the people were pleased and happy with the sweep against the Pirates.
Mm-hmm.
Good. They're bad. Beat them. You're at home.
Had you not swept them, we'd be having a serious conversation.
Yeah. And then you have, you know, because we went into this series on Monday talking about it, this week's series, this home series of six games, and we said 4-2, which means now, and Vern will talk about this, I guarantee you on his On Deck show tonight, now you kind of are a little greedy, right? Now you're like, well, 4-2 would kind of suck. That means you won 1-3 against the Mets. Maybe go 5-1. And we got to see this team kind of come back to life, right? Like putting sweat in the bathtub, putting all this work into this team and putting into the season. Vinny's hitting, Bobby's hitting, Sal's hitting, Cags is hitting. Everybody's kind of found their groove. Was it just a bad team? And now you play the Mets, who, again, are a good team, but they're down bad
Now. Right. They're a schizophrenic team, though, man. Like, there's no coming back up for the Mets.
And there's a lot of drama on that team.
Oh,
obviously,
yeah.
Soto's been the
I mean, his comments are the baggiest comments that I've ever seen an athlete make about the All-Star game.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Like,
and that shows you the Mets in a nutshell right there. If the going gets tough, is Juan Soto pulling on that rope? Does he care? I don't think he does.
And it's, you know, you make a lot of money, and when you say dumb stuff, people are going to attack you. Like,
well, it's a lot harder not hitting behind Aaron Judge anymore, or yeah. hitting in front of Aaron Judge. Well, yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's a
top three hitter in the world.
Right.
So, you know, they come into Kansas City. The Royals had an off day yesterday. They played a doubleheader. There's a lot of advantages that you wouldn't think you have. And if you can take some of that fire and desire that you had in that Pittsburgh series and just don't worry about what the name is on the front of the jersey and continue that sort of baseball play, you take 2 out of 3 from the Mets and you go 5-1 in this home series and you're 1 game under .500 heading to the All-Star break. We're pretty juiced up for that week that's a little light because there's not much going on. And we've already seen there's been moves made between, I believe it was Tampa and Baltimore.
Baltimore traded somebody yesterday.
And now John Heyman saying that the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Guardians are going to be the biggest sellers on
Cleveland.
The market. Could be one of the bigger sellers because Cleveland's falling apart.
I thought you said Pittsburgh earlier.
No, it was Baltimore and it was another team, not Cleveland. But I saw Cleveland yesterday from
Cleveland
Heyman
too. Okay.
Because Cleveland's falling apart. Yeah. Like they missed their window. Right. And now all of a sudden, you look at the standings, right? You're... wild card standings is what that matters because Detroit, Houston, and Toronto are all leading their divisions. The Yankees are the top wild card team, followed by the Rays, followed by the Red Sox, who have won 10 out of their last 12.
Did you see the way the Yankees won yesterday, by the way?
Walk off Judge.
They were no hit through 8 innings and won a game, 6-5.
They were
no hit through 8, and they won the game 6-5.
That's incredible.
It's insane. Insane. And it went to extras. They had to win it in the 10th.
Damn.
But still.
Shows you why bullpens are valuable. But yeah, the Yankees, Rays, and Red Sox are your three wild card teams. So the entire AL East is in. Because Toronto, Yankees, Rays, Red Sox. And then your next
nuts.
Yeah. Your next two wild card teams are Seattle and Kansas City. Mm-hmm. You are 3.5 games out. So we always talk about earlier. That's why I said the Pittsburgh series and that sweep was huge. It didn't matter if it was Pittsburgh, because you're not technically playing Pittsburgh, if you feel me here. You're got to jump all these teams above you. And Monday, there were like 4 or 5 teams above the Royals. Now there's one. So you got to surpass Seattle, who you're 2.5 games behind, and then you got to get above that line that gets you in the final three. But the season is very much still to go. The wheels are definitely starting to turn again. You got your oil change. You got new tires. You got everything tuned up. And now you get ready to go into this series and take a lot more momentum than just a sweep from Pittsburgh into the All-Star.
Yeah, and it's vital. And the reason it's vital, and I'm starting to kind of feel it a little bit now in my gut when we talk about it. After this weekend, we've got 63-64 games left to go in the season. We're at the 97-game mark, you know, when we hit the All-Star break. And so you play 162. You can do the math, 65 games to go when they get back. So now these series are magnified. It's not like it's May, right? And it's not like it's early June where you say, okay, no big deal, we've got time. Time is now starting to run out on the baseball season. And so all of this becomes magnified. And when you don't take advantage of an opportunity that they have against a Mets team that is down bad right now, keep a losing team losing, as we like to say. The Mets right now are a losing team. We need to keep them losing. Not who you play. It's when you play them. It's the perfect time to play the Mets. Go out there and take care of that business. So when you come back, you're in a good position for the final 65 games where you can go out there and make a run for it. You can't now, at this point in time where you are in the standings, you can't waste series anymore.
It's funny that you bring up the time of where the season's at, because after the All-Star break, you know what Tuesday is? Training camp.
Yeah.
Day one. So the Chiefs are starting to throw some footballs around and, you know, the Mouse, a.k.a. Xavier Worthy's out there running deep ball routes and everybody's starting to get in that football swing. You take 2 out of 3 from the Mets, go 5-1 on this final homestand. You've got pretty much, I would assume, 90% of support with the city. Mm-hmm. Being 1 game below .500, maybe at that point going into the All-Star break, you're 2 games out. Maybe you gain 1.5 games, depending on what Seattle does this weekend.
Who do they have?
I can look. And hopefully, you know, if that's the case, you get maybe you're 2 games out of the wild card, right? Maybe you're there. Who knows? And if you are, then all of a sudden, there's a lot of belief in this city. They get Detroit.
They get Detroit.
Yeah,
Detroit.
Okay,
that's great.
Nice.
Yeah, that's good.
And it's Scooble tonight.
Yeah, so Seattle's losing tonight. So you have an opportunity now to gain some ground. But you've got to stick it to the Mets early. Seriously, the Mets are like the Raiders used to be back in the day, or the Cincinnati Bengals are at this point in time. You stick it to them early, they're going to go away. They're going to dissipate like the weather, right? And that's the sign of a ball club that's not in the right mindset right now. And the Mets clearly are not in the right mindset at all right now. So don't F it up, man. Go out there, kick them in the nuts early, build an early lead, and they're going to quit on you because they're front runners. The Mets are the greatest front runners in sports. And when it goes bad, man, it's going to go really bad, and it's going bad for the Mets right now. keep it going bad for them.
I hope the Mets look at the opposite way the Royals look at the Mets. I hope the Mets come in here thinking, ah, it's the Royals.
That's exactly what they're going to do.
And I hope the Royals don't look at the Mets and say, oh, it's the Mets. Hopefully the Royals look at the Mets and say, ah, it's the Mets. We got this. We can lean on Waka tonight. We can gain some standing ground. We can do this. We can go in 2 out of 3 against them and go into this final homestand 5-1.
Yeah.
One game under 500. That's the goal to me. Because 4-2 was the goal going into this home series. Now I want more.
Now you want more because they've given you more. You got to have more,
and
right?
So I'll take that. And so yeah. Now you're on house money. So go continue to cash in at the hot poker table. Mac, why don't we get into one word, Mr. Love Island?
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Kenny Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. 1, 2, 3.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
We'll start there. One word on this Royals-Mets series.
Huge.
Wow. Okay. Important. Because there's a lot on the line with this series, right?
If you get swept by the Mets, city's done. Right?
I hope not. I don't want to think about that, but I think I'd have to agree.
Yeah, like that's why I say it's huge. If they get swept by the Mets, people are done.
Like you said, training camp starts.
Well, and you have a week off.
And you have a week off.
And you're
so
off.
It's like there's no baseball, and then it's like it gets forgotten.
Yep, out of sight, out of mind.
And, no, I think it's important because there is a lot of people out there, or there are a lot of people out there, that will look at that series against Pittsburgh and be like, cool. They had to walk them off. They did a home run in the bottom of the 8th inning. They had to hit 9 home runs for once. Okay, cool.
But I like the way you said it earlier, Dusty. You said you're not playing Pittsburgh. You're playing the team that's there. You got to win games. It doesn't matter who it's against at this point in time.
Because you got to jump people in the standings.
Yeah.
And if you can take advantage of a team that is wounded and light on sleep and low on travel, tonight they have their best starter and they have their worst possible situation. They're coming off a doubleheader loss, coming on a late flight, landing at 11, playing a game at 7:10 tonight, which means Josh Verner's On Deck show starts at 6 o'clock here on 96.5 The Fan. So, I mean, look, take advantage of it, man. It's not your fault they had to play a doubleheader. It's not your fault you had an off day yesterday and got to hang out and relax and have a good night and then wake up this morning feeling refreshed and got the juices flowing because you just whipped the absolute piss out of the Pirates. But again, it's so hot and cold with, you know, the attention that this team gets because, like you said, they get swept by the Mets. They'll be like, yep, see, told you, Pittsburgh was a fluke. I hope that's not the case, but this is an important series because of the
timing,
because of the standings, and because of the team.
Yep. The Mets got in about 11 o'clock last night. The Royals were already tucked in their beds, sleeping the night away by the time the Mets got unwound and all that kind of stuff. You know, it was early this morning, like when we were getting up, you know? And so that's an advantage. It really is. The Mets played a doubleheader yesterday in humid, nasty Baltimore, then had a fly here, landed at 11:03, gets to their hotel about midnight. This is a great opportunity. The Royals have a huge advantage here tonight.
No excuse. On a lighter note with the Royals, Vinny P explained sweat in the bathtub.
It's just, you know, working really hard. It's just, you're just trying to fill the bathtub full of sweat. You're just working really hard. It's how we try to approach our at-bats.
Hey, we need you at the kiddos.
All right.
That's the best part.
Yeah, you're just trying to have really good at-bats and work really hard all the time. So that's all it is. It's just grind. Go up there and grind it out.
I love how he's so witty and doesn't miss. Like that guy in the background's like, all right, we need all the kiddos. Okay.
All right.
Here we are.
It's so good.
Very good. Had a long conversation with some folks about the sweat in the bathwater last night. I don't know if I can share a lot of what I was told. I'd like to. But it's awesome. I'll just leave it at that. The whole thing is great. And there's a plan with all of this. And I hope this does catch on for the city because this is the Royals trying to get everybody to catch on to something like 1738. Mm-hmm. This is what this is about. They love the support they're getting. They're looking for more ways to get that support and love from the city. They're trying to do fun things. Guys, embrace this. Embrace the sweat in the bathtub. And I was telling somebody last night, I said, you know, Jake, who came over from Aspen the other day, is like, yeah, we just got to put sweat in the bathtub as he's doing a lot. I'm like, yes,
let's go.
It's starting to take off. And, you know, so there may be some shirts in the future that these guys make and try to, you know, distribute, but they're trying to get some fun catching on out there at Kauffman Stadium.
Good.
As they should. As they should. Informative. I think it could catch on. I mean, you clearly saw the video of Cags trying to explain it and then just, you know, blew his cover like within 10 seconds.
And yeah, then, that's the thing. That was a bad person to do it with, man. He couldn't hold it in.
Yeah, but it also kind of gives him some, like, more popularity as if he needs that.
Yeah.
Like, he was the star of the show last night, in my opinion. And everybody knew when he got there, I think he was the first guy there. And then, you know, he gets on the field and everybody knew where he was sitting. Everybody knew what he was wearing. Everybody knew, that's him. That's it. Now, it's also, he's a giant of a man. He's 6'5" and 250 pounds. He's 22. But yeah, it's great to see that they have that sort of, you know, chemistry building, that they're having fun, that they're enjoying what they're doing, and winning brings enjoyment and it can bring more chemistry to that locker room. And like I said the other day, Cags was down, man. Like, he wasn't having fun. The whole locker room was having fun, playing Return of the Mac, having a good little time. Not him. He starts participating, starts showing up, but he's giving it like some juice in that lineup. And then everybody's having fun, and now they're just trying to put sweat into the bathtub. So, informative.
At sports, man, don't take yourself too seriously. Glad they're having some fun. Livy Dunn, we talked about her this week trying to purchase Babe Ruth's old apartment.
She was
turned down. She was rejected, probably the first and only time that's ever happened. Well, more has come out. New York Post says Livy Dunn called.
More has come out. I love the way that you just phrased that. Like, this is some big scandal that we've been...
story.
More on the Livy Dunn situation coming up at 11. So go.
Livy Dunn called too sparkly for this neighborhood as locals question why co-op blocked her from buying the Babe Ruth pad. Too sparkly, one word there.
Family neighborhood, they said. Lame.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, like, stupid.
Apparently, pompous. They reject celebrities in this building all the time from what somebody said. Yeah.
If I can take their side, I don't know if Livy Dunn wants to live there, because when she did her complaint video, she said she tried to make her first real estate property as if she was going to rent it out or maybe, you know, try to make it a place. Well, you know how Airbnbs work, right? You've got to get everybody's agreement that you can have that place in your area, your street, be an Airbnb, because there's constant different traffic. You don't know who's in, who's out. You don't know these people. So I get why they say it. They clearly know who she is. It doesn't take a brain surgeon to be like, that she's got to be famous, right?
Yeah, right, yeah.
And you look it up, you're like, what's your Livy Dunn? Oh, yeah. That's that gymnast from LSU that's dating Paul Skeens.
Right.
They don't want the fame and the everything that comes with it. It's probably been quiet. But also, it's ironic that Babe Ruth lived there and they're hanging on the ghost of Babe Ruth, who's probably one of the most famous people still in New York.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
yeah.
Get bent.
Yeah. You know, you make a great point for them, but on the other hand, it's like, you know.
It's like eventually time evolves, man. Yeah. Like, maybe it's, you should like that these young people are trying to get involved in this area here. Like you said, Jersey girl doesn't want to live in Pittsburgh, probably wants to live in New York because her boyfriend, soon to be husband, will be pitching in pinstripes eventually. Boy, that mustache is going to look good in pinstripes.
Oh, it is. Yeah. It really is.
Don Mattingly just going to riff his off. And go, Here you go, kid. I don't know. Get bad people.
Yeah, it's
live. That's all I'm saying. Live.
But I mean, they're interviewing these people. Like the New York Post is brilliant because they're going and they're talking to these people and they say she's too sparkly. They don't want all the Instagram stuff going on out there. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
Fine. Somebody will take Livy Dunn, I'm sure.
A guy named Curtis Jones in Rochester walking out saw a mountain lion. Here's what he had to say about it.
Did you bleep this, by the way?
I don't think any of it did. Oh, did it need to be bleeped?
Yes, it does.
Okay, well, then never mind. We'll listen to Curtis Jones later on today.
Yeah.
One word on the NBA NBC coverage team. They announced their play-by-play color and sideline reporters as NBC will be getting NBA back for the first time in a long time. Play-by-play guys, Ian Eagle, Kevin Harlan,
This is Amazon.
Or Amazon Prime, yes. On its NBA broadcast roster. Kevin Harlan, Michael Grady, and Eric Collins. Analyst Stan Van Gundy, Brent Barry, and Del Curry. And then some sideline reporters who I haven't heard of, to be honest.
I've heard of Christina Pink. The other
Christina
ones
Pink,
I don't know.
Okay. Mm.
Christina Pink was on Fox, I think, for a little bit.
Mr. Pink was in Pulp Fiction.
Yes. Great play-by-play combination with Ian Eagle and Kevin Harlan. You knew that's top notch. I don't know who the other two guys. Never heard of Michael Grady or Eric Collins. Analyst Stan Van Gundy, great.
Awesome.
I don't know about Brent Barry. I don't know if he's going to be any good or not. And Del Curry. I mean, people are saying they hired him to get Steph Curry, you know, on board at Amazon. I don't know that Steph Curry would be a good analyst.
I don't know. Steve Kerr was great. I don't know.
Like, but what kind of personality does Steph Curry really have?
It's really fun.
Is he?
Yeah. It's really fun, easygoing from what we've seen.
Yeah. I mean,
personable.
I think he'd probably be better if he just, Reservoir Dogs. Sorry, not Pulp Fiction. But yeah, I think it's, I don't know. I don't know anything about Del Curry, but Steph doesn't really give me that, like, sort of like Reggie Miller vibe, which I think is what they would hope that he would be. Steph's more calm, laid back talker. But again, I don't know it. I think Tom Brady's going to be better than he was last year. And we were like, can Tom Brady do it?
And it can't be any worse. You get better. You know, you do something for a while, you get better at it. But I mean, honest to God, the only thing that really excites me are Ian, Kevin, and Van Gundy. The rest of the roster, I'm just like, I don't know who these people are.
Yeah, Brent Berry. I mean, has he done this before?
I don't know.
I don't know if Brent Berry's done this before. But yeah, I don't know anything about him other than that he's Rick Berry's son and he won a couple chips with San Antonio. I don't know what he is as a guy. So great name, though.
Coming up on the other side, we get to the out of left field question. I give it to you before the break. What's something that you weren't told about as a kid that you had to find out all alone as an adult? We get to that on
Mine's
the other side.
Mine's three letters.
96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Vinny Pasquantino, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Announcement. Don't forget Tony Temple, former Rockers great, Mizzou great, great person, actually. He'll be in studio at 8 o'clock. Talk him. Could tell him my glory day story of Tony Temple from high school because he's the first big high school game he was in, and he was the number one person involved, and it was a great game. And I'm sure he remembers it like yesterday.
Rockers Blue Springs.
That's right.
Yeah, I remember going to that game.
2004.
Yep.
That was one of the biggest nights of my life. I mean, 10,000 people packed Rocker Stadium.
It was insane. Literally, I remember 10,000 people. It was huge. I remember being there. I mean, it was crazy, man. Like that, like you could feel the buzz in the city that night. Like everybody was going to that football game. It was crazy.
And I'm glad we're gonna have him because I could be wrong because I thought he took either the opening kickoff or a kickoff back for a touchdown. I could be wrong though. But Tony Temple was just like a high school legend when I was a kid. So it'd be fun to talk to him, but. We get into it. It's the out of left field question brought to you by nobody, but somebody could step up. What's something you weren't told about as a kid that you had to find out about as an adult?
Sex.
Really? See, we had like the talk.
Did you really? I found out more and more as the years went on, less and less people had the talk. It was more of an 80s sitcom, you know, where Alan Thicke sat down and talked to you, you know, to Boner about it and, you know, told everybody about what was going on. I mean, that was like TV back in the day. I never really had. I would ask questions and my mother would say, go ask your father and things of that nature. But my dad never sat me down. Miss Brennan was the one who showed me how to put a prophylactic on. Right. Mm-hmm. We talked about that with the cucumber. Mm-hmm. So I just feel like that was it, man. Like it's also a very awkward conversation to have. And it's not one where you sit down and you say, son, let me tell you about the birds and the bees.
Imagine Bigley explaining sex. Let me tell you something, man. There's this position called missionary, and it's not a nun going over to, like, Tanzania to do some work. It's one of the best you'll ever have if you're the man. I mean, talk about a podcast. Beakley Talks Sex. I mean, come on.
Oh, my God.
That have the most...
Dating advice with Beakley.
You know, it's not always about the nipple, Dust Man. You got to work the breast itself. It doesn't stand on an island by its own, so... I would say mine would probably be taxes.
Oh, that was one of mine too.
I mean, dude, how many times have you looked at your check and been like, oh that's what it was supposed to be?
No, no.
Yeah, like stop.
Come back.
Stop the count. Like you look at it and you're like, oh, money withheld. Wow,
all
I live
it.
A lot healthier without that.
Yeah, you took my whole check this month? Thanks. Yeah,
no doubt.
Government?
Yeah, just like... it's like, here's a bonus, and there it goes.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
Here's your paycheck. Where? Oh, the government got it. Did you guys have the sex talk with your dad?
I forgot. I said something to my mom. She was like, kid, go talk to your dad.
That happened to me, too.
But you brought it up. It wasn't like he brought you in the room, closed the door, and showed you a Playboy.
No, it wasn't like
Eugene Levy in American
Pie. That's what I'm saying.
It was like scientific. Like he explained like the science.
Yeah, so like.
Your dad did?
Yes.
The science of sex?
Yes. My stepdad gave me my talk because there was a character in WWE named Al Snow, and he had a mannequin head, and that was like his, like, prop slash like he was considered like schizo, and he thought the mannequin had talked to him.
Yeah, boy.
And his theme song was "What Does Everybody Want?" H-E-A-D. So I was in the back of the van singing that song. And my mom was like, when you get home, you'll have a conversation with your stepdad. And he basically was awesome about it. He was like, what do you know and what do you think it means?
Okay.
Yeah, I've had a good start. Yeah,
and
yeah.
So like we just sat down and went back and forth. And he's like, so this is what this means. This is what this is. This is what that was. And as soon as I had that talk, man, I could watch anything I wanted. Not porn, but I'm saying like American Pie. I was able to watch because I knew what the tongue tornado meant now. I was like, oh, I know what they're referencing this. I wasn't like out, you know, in the darkness. But I definitely had like a 30 to 45 minute conversation. Very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But yeah, I had that. I definitely had that talk for sure.
Well, the fact that, my mother told me when I was growing up, there are three things I needed to avoid, the three S's: sex, sun, and smoking, you know? And I said, well, I've avoided at least a couple of those, maybe. but, you know, so that was kind of how it always was like for us. We just didn't talk about it. If I asked, they would tell, you know? But it wasn't like nobody was sitting anybody down. But the fact that your dad went to the science of things, that's weird.
It was weird. It was weird. I don't even know if he remembers that. He probably does. Was he drunk? I think that was weird.
Yeah.
No.
He walks in with a gin and tonic. So there's this thing called the orgasm, Mac. It's a myth.
Yeah.
You'll never find it.
The 913 says how expensive fruit is.
That's fair.
And how quickly it goes bad.
Yeah, especially when you watch episodes of Seinfeld and you see how cheap the fruit was back then. And then you see it today. You're like, man, fruit has gone up a lot.
Yeah, so a lot of people here are saying they had like older siblings.
Yeah.
Somebody says all the hidden fees. Learn that as an adult.
Yeah, no kidding.
Sign up for Apple TV, and then you'll...
$39 a month. Why is my bill $80? Well, yes. You got this fee, you got the government fee here, you got the access fee, you got the government... What?
Yeah, I learned about sex through adult entertainment. High school was interesting. I believe it. Somebody in the text line throwing in a Binkley. Let me tell you, boys, you take her a quick trip and she likes it. That's when you got yourself a keeper right there, man.
Yeah.
Somebody says, dude, Denny Matthews voice talking about sex.
Could you imagine Binkley with a date at QT sitting at the picnic tables outside eating a taquito?
Yes, I can. You can absolutely see it, right? That.
Yeah.
You know they brought back QuickTime beer, babe?
Why Dad was always so anal about the thermostat.
Yeah.
That's a good now one. You know. Yeah. The lights, all of
Shut
that
the
kind
door.
Of stuff. Yeah.
I'll tell you.
AC's on.
You paying for the air?
Yeah. Exactly.
How many times you hear that? Shut the door.
Oh, my God. It's so good.
I always be like, why is he sitting now?
Now you know. When you have to pay your own bills, you realize how expensive things are. That's why we made my daughter, when she blew her tire, pay for that tire so she would understand.
It's a great lesson, Bob.
How things go. Like, everybody has said, every adult goes, that's great, great lesson, great lesson. Kids are like, this is unfair.
So I would have said that, too.
Of course. So
I would be like, that's BS, dude.
Yeah. But you did it.
Yeah.
Somebody says, how much of a shakedown youth sports are for the parents.
Yep, huge shakedown.
What a
scam.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Hey, yeah, you're going to play in the next year's softball league? All right. That bat you bought for $900 last year?
Not good anymore. Got to buy a new one. Yeah, youth sports are one of the biggest scams since 1 hour Martinizing. I mean, it is a joke.
That sucks.
What these places charge for your kid to play. Oh, my kid's being recruited by this squad. No, they want your money, man. They're not after your kid. Message to parents. Not one of these places is after your kid. They're after your money.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the fact of taxes, like that, finding that out, because you don't know anything, right? I found out this when I was older, that the mail you get is not always cool.
We got more mail.
You're like, Dad's like, yeah, we got mail. Damn it. It's the first of the month.
Yep. Nobody really needs mail, though. Everybody knows that, the mail. I mean, you don't need the mail.
My dad put a book on the mantle, The Joy of Sex. I took it from there. Yeah. LOL.
Somebody says, how quickly grass grows. All I do now is mow.
Yes. Constant.
Yeah. So, yeah, out of left field question, 913-586-7965. What's something that you didn't know, we weren't told as a child, but learned as an adult all on your lonesome? The importance of a full tank of gas? Boy, that's nice.
I had to girl stopping my road, and she was sitting there for a while. I was mowing
recently?
The lawn. Just yesterday, and she came up to me while I was mowing the lawn, and I was like, what's up? She's like, I don't know. I've got a new Buick. It said I had gas, but now I can't move. Do you have any gas? And so I gave her some gas.
Gave her some gas out of the mower. Did she need it?
It started up.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think she got to the gas station, so I'm glad I could help her out, but it was weird.
Did you get her number?
I did not.
Just want to make sure she got to the gas station.
Yeah,
exactly.
Got to make sure.
Why do you need her number?
It's like when you still get a number on a piece of paper. What is this? Mm-hmm. Don't you have a cell phone? Somebody says how expensive furniture is.
Yeah. But now seriously. When you can pay, 69 months.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No financing at 30 cents a month. It's good to go.
Yeah, you've taught me that.
Somebody says, my parents just set a box of condoms on my dresser. That was the talk.
Whoa.
That's weird.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Right here is what you call a rubber, because if you don't use it, you'll have a kid and your life is gone.
It is true.
Coming up on the other side, it's Tony Tempe. He'll be in studio with us here on 96.5 The Fan. You're on for Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.